Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carrboro High School football is the best story no one has ever heard of. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Sure, Carrboro High knows about its undefeated football team, and so do Chapel Hill High and East Chapel Hill after losing to the 9-0 Jaguars by a combined score of 88-14. Chapel Hill got whitewashed by Carrboro 35-0. East Chapel Hill at least scored two touchdowns but gave up 53 points in its loss to the Jags. Coach Jason Tudron's program is only 6 years old and went 0-21 in its first two seasons, including a 77-0 loss. All Tudron kept saying to the players who did come out and the parents who sat through those painful defeats was, "Trust us." The Jaguars still don't have a lot of players. Seven of them go both ways. But there must be something in the water in Carrboro because the program became a winner rather quickly, while East is still looking for its first winning season. After those first two tough years, they improved steadily and went 10-4 in 2010 to reach the second round of the state two-way playoffs. Last year, the Jaguars were 8-4, proving they were no fluke. The current team has won 9 straight, steamrolling some opponents and grinding out tough wins against others and piling up an aggregate score of 305-127. Carrboro is perhaps best exemplified by George Carpenter, a 5'8", 115-pound safety who was all over the secondary. The Mighty Mite intercepted 2 passes against Chapel Hill and has caused 6 fumbles with his pint-sized but punishing tackles. Carpenter didn't play football those first 2 years and has seen nothing but winning records ever since. Because Carrboro plays in the 2A Carolina 12 Conference, its unbeaten status hasn't been able to crack the top 40 in the overall state rankings. But what they did to 3A Chapel Hill and 4A East says they can hold their own against anyone. The Jaguars will slaughter 1-8 Granville Central Friday night and likely go into the state playoffs with an 11-0 record. It's a story to be followed because Tudron asked the team and its fans to trust him 6 years ago. They did, and look where they all are now. This is Archansky. See ya.